Morning, this is Tasha and Chloe with your 11 a.m. Zlines.
In local news, the Queensland government is rolling out a new recycling target and giving councils and industry almost $500 million in a bid to curb the amount of rubbish going to landfill. Environment Minister Andrew Powell will unveil the government's new waste strategy, which includes a statewide recycling target of 65% by 2035. The plan also calls for a 65% reduction in waste to landfill over the next decade, compared with the baseline level in Queensland in 2019 to 2020. To cut down on rubbish, the government says it is spending $487 million over the next 5 years on a waste reduction and recycling activation fund.
A proposed law by the Queensland government will grant Deputy Premier Jared Bligh with expanded powers to seize private land to make way for major projects deemed significant to Queensland. The proposed laws would hand the State Development Minister power to take land and remove the owner's rights to appeal, all in an effort to fast-track critical minerals and ecotourism projects in Queensland. While the government can currently acquire land primarily for transport projects, these proposed laws widen the types of projects where the government can deploy this power. Mr. Bligh would have the power to overrule decisions made by the Office of the Coordinator General regarding the significance of the project to the state and can direct the projects bypass current environmental and heritage laws. The government has ensured that there are protections in place to ensure power is not abused in face of such significant legislation.
In national news, Australia has stood by their word and is set to provide an extra $100 million to Ukraine as a part of a critical military equipment support package. Australia's NATO ambassador and former Defence Force Chief Angus Campbell made the financial commitment on behalf of the Albanese government at the Ukraine Defence Contact Group meeting in Brussels. This financial aid brings the nation's overall support to more than $1.8 billion since the start of Russia's full-scale invasion in 2022. This means that Australia, along with New Zealand, are the first non-NATO contributors to the initiative. The Australian Defence Support has also provided training programs for more than 3,650 Ukrainian troops as a part of Operation Kudu, with initiatives being conducted in Poland under the Norwegian-led and larger multinational Operation Legio.
Contractors are set to finally return to work on the final section of a motorway built in Sydney South after it was damaged by sinkholes. The $3.2 billion construction efforts was halted on the final 244 metres of the 4-kilometre motorway in March 2024 after a sinkhole abruptly opened above one of the twin tunnels. Just days later, another emerged about 150 metres away in a construction area on the east side of West Botany Street. After years of discussion and disputes between state government and the construction agency, the motorway is in place now.
In international news, an influenza outbreak has reportedly sickened more than 150 recruits in training in Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio, Texas. The outbreak comes just weeks after the Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth ended mandatory flu vaccination for the military. According to the New York Times and ABC News, at least 159 recruits have fallen ill. After Hegseth made influenza shots optional, only about 40% of recruits opted to get vaccinated, Air Force officials told the New York Times. About 46% of adults were vaccinated against influenza in the 2025 to 2026 cold season, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Air Force officials said recruits at Lackland had been ordered to be vaccinated against the flu as part of containment efforts, according to the Times.
For your weather today, Brisbane remains sunny, so get out and enjoy it. It's currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 24, and the fire danger is not to be worried about. The UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.
This school holidays, Rock Academy hits Brisbane. For over 10 years, Rock Academy has supported teenage musicians write music, get into bands and on